Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime creating and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone through the power of yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So, open your mind and open your heart and be ready to receive what is possible for your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening, everyone. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and tonight we are here for this week's show, The Science of Yes. Every week on Thursday evenings at 8 p.m., we talk about the energy of yes and how you can leverage your knowledge and belief in the power of yes to create an extraordinary, prosperous life by design. I'm a certified life coach and a business strategist. I'm also a branding expert, and what I specialize in is helping you as an entrepreneur break down the emotional barriers that block you from what you're committed to achieving in life. My background is in personal development, communications, team management, and organizational coupling. And I've taken years of empowering individuals to achieve their best result, to become the best they can be in life. So one of the things that I do is I empower people in seven areas of life. And tonight, our topic is the transformation of your money mindset. Now, I just led a workshop, a 60-minute workshop, where I talked about the power of altering and transforming your money mindset. One of the things I did was I told the story of King Midas and the Midas touch. And that story is a Greek myth. It's part of the Greek mythology, and it's a very, very potent story. I noticed that many, many cultures, not just American or Greek, have this kind of concept of this King Midas who everything he touched turned to gold. You can be a King Midas in your life. You can be someone who everything you touch turns to gold, not in the literal sense, but that you can manifest anything you want. I just recently manifested a home. After 4 years, my landlord wanted his condo back because he wanted to move in and live in it. He gave me 30 days notice to leave, and I was completely broadsided by that. And with the help of my spiritual guidance and counselors and mentors, I manifested a new home, and I moved from a two-bedroom condo to a three-bedroom, two-bath home with a backyard and a community that's quiet and safe. I cannot tell you how completely and absolutely happy I am. And that happened on a dime. I manifested on a dime. And that's the way it is when you transform your money mindset. You're able to absolutely create the context of anything you want coming to you as long as you are open to receive. So we just held this workshop. It started at 7 p.m. and we segued into my weekly podcast because I'm now going to take Q&A. And the questions on the table are with regard to the workshop. But the people who are listening on my podcast, you might hear what we're talking about, and you might have a question, especially around what we're talking about. And if you do, I'm more than happy to answer any question you have. So I'm going to start with the people who attended the workshop. You know, I know that for Michelle Gray, who is here, she's on the East Coast. Everybody else on this call is on the West Coast. So for us, it's only 8 o'clock at night. But Michelle is quite late, and she may drop off. This show lasts until 8:30, and then I'm going to complete. But I wanted to give her an opportunity if she had any questions or comments, because she also had a conversation where she was talking about how she transformed her money mindset. I do have listeners who are listening on the podcast. So if you could just briefly share what you were sharing earlier before everyone else got on the call about how you transformed your money mindset. I think it would be a very powerful share what you said about when you first broke up with your husband. Would you mind?
Absolutely. When I got divorced, it was just kind of a bad situation. It was kind of
uncomfortable
for our divorce. And I was left with the house, but he was not helping the situation very much. And the job that I had, I had been a manager, and I got fired. And when I got fired, I didn't have another job to go to. So now I was kind of hustling to do like 6 different jobs. I come from a family that, you know, you put away 6 months worth of money. That's how I learned. And at the time, I didn't have that. And so it was right around the holidays, and I had like $25. I could have gone to get groceries for my kids, or I could have gone and put gas in my car. That's how bad it was. And I had actually called my ex-husband to give me money, to ask him for extra money, and he said no. So I really had to scramble to try to come up with just enough money to pay for things. I had never been in that situation before, and it just felt like this is kind of like this fear around a lot of money. That I kind of felt like was just bringing on more situations. So I started taking on a lot of jobs just so that I could pay for anything, you know. And I really kept that whole mindset going for a very long time until I started to realize that I was only attracting more of that same crap towards me. And it wasn't until the last, I would say, a couple of years where I finally realized that, you know, you have to kind of look at it as money is an energy. It's just another energy. And if I put out bad energy, I'm just going to get bad energy.
Gabby!
So I try to kind of keep that, you know, gratefulness, as you were kind of saying before.
Did you bring the food in?
And I also realized that I have a mindset in the morning of what I am expecting to happen that day. So bringing something into me, you know, paying for things, I already know that I have to pay for it. So yesterday was a A-OK day for me because my car was so bad, it was shaking. My legs were shaking in my car. My steering wheel was shaking. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to just make it to the dealership. It's going to be fine. Had no idea why I was doing this. Okay, my tires were so bald that the wires were coming out of the tire. I didn't know this because I never look at my tires. I'm sitting in my car now. I literally feel like I'm a foot taller in the car because I had to have 4 new tires replaced. And I didn't panic about it. I didn't fear it. I was able to pay for 4 new tires. I had to get brakes done on my car. I had to get a belt done. I had to get an alignment done. It cost me $1,600 yesterday. So instead of like, oh my God, how am I going to pay for this? I was just like, I know I have money for it.
Are you crazy?
So it really is about.
Did you get your food?
I don't look at it from a scarcity anymore.
That's your name.
But
I'm giving you your food.
It took a long time for me to get to where I am now. And, you know, your story about King Midas is, yes, it's great to have the money or whatever, but it's also like what you want to, like we've talked about it before, like on the yesterday mastermind workshops of don't wish for the money, wish for the thing that you want to get. And I always look at it as I know that I'm going to have something that's going to come in. So it's I'm gonna put that back on you because you actually helped me to find that to be a good transformational thing for me too.
The thing that's incredible is that there's a moment in time when you recognize that you were attracting that which you didn't want.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the core of my training in the yes, you know, energy is that people oftentimes speak and generate what they don't want. It's the analogy I use. It's like going in a restaurant and the waiter asks you what you want and you tell him what you don't want. You never do that. Well, don't serve me pancakes. I hate pancakes. You don't do that. You lead with what you want. And it's the same thing across the board in the universe. You lead with what you want and you focus on what you want. You don't even, you dismiss what you don't want. You're not interested in no. You're only looking for yes. So we do have a listener who is wanting to ask a question. I don't know if it's around what you said or what I said or the topic, but I'm going to bring him to the forefront in the podcast. Hi, who's this?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Tim. I actually didn't have a question. I was just listening for tips.
Okay, got it. So you have your hand up, so I thought you wanted a question.
I'm so sorry.
No worry. I'm going to put you back on mute, but if you do want a question, I'll check in with you later. I'm going to go right now to my sister Angel, who is on the call, and ask her if there's anything you want to add to the mix. We've been here. We were here for the Transform Your Money Mindset conversation. We had the whole workshop from 7 to 8, and then we segued into the podcast. So is there anything you want to add to this whole conversation about money mindset?
Oh, sure. So first of all, it's really cool. People need this conversation. And what I love about how Pam is putting it out there, it's like you can create anything that you want. And what I notice is that people focus on what they need. I need $50, you know, and so now their whole life is about that $50. And I also notice that by the time you get to $50, you need more than $50, right? So it's like you need to be real with what you need, what you want. And that's something that you do really, really great focus on. It's like I always say, like, you want to go, you want to dress up, and you want to perform, you best act like you're going to perform at the Oscars. It may just be your friend's little bar down the street, but when you show up, you're dressed like, and you're done up, and you're performing like you're at the Oscars. And you never know who's going to be in the audience. You never know what's going to happen if you go prepared to do anything. And that's what it's like when I listen to you talk about the money mindset. They're like, I need money. That's when we only worry about we need money when we need it, right? Oh, my God, my rent's due tomorrow. I need money, you know, versus having that state of fortune, good fortune, where you never have to worry about it. You never have to worry about your rent because you always have your rent money because what is it that you say water flows like rain from the sky? Like the rain from the sky. So I think it's something that you should take on. And to your point, Michelle, I loved that you shared that. It was very transparent, and I think it's really, really great. But I want to challenge everybody to remember this. If you live in, I call it poverty mentality, my sister calls it scarcity. If you need, God will put it in front of you sometimes and make you feel like, oh my God, $1,600. Stuff happens. All you need to do is ask for that $1,600 and you'll get that $1,600. And that's how it works.
Yep.
And so if you are needing some coaching or some assistance with this, if you could have a money partner, somebody whose only care in life today is that you manifest money. That's what I'm saying. I was thinking about this last night, is that, you know, we get coaches, we get mentors, we do all this stuff, but you basically have somebody in your life that their whole job is, we will get some money today. That is amazing. So, you know, whatever the cost, something to think about, because when you're sitting there in a panic or you're sitting there in a space, you just want to call Pam and say, oh my God, I need that $50. And she will calm you down and she will coach you and she will sit with you and you guys will manifest that $50.
Yep.
So
I've done it.
That's all I got to say about that.
I've done it. What she's speaking to is accurate. The thing I want to say, I'm so glad that Margaret was able to attend because I mentioned earlier, I think I mentioned it before we got into the podcast. If you go to my website, yescoachforyou.com, you can download my ebook, Transform Your Money Mindset. And in that book, I have a checklist of things to take on. to build your pathway to abundance and prosperity. One of the things I tell you is that you need to have someone in your life. I call it build your team, your money mindset team. And one of the people on your team needs to be a financial advisor. And whether or not you believe in saving money, you believe in investing money, you believe in getting insurance and life insurance and, you know, final expenses insurance, whatever you believe, you have someone on your team, someone in your life who can coach and direct you. And that person is Margaret. Margaret Justin is on the call. I'm hoping she can say a couple of words if she's willing to. But she's somebody who specifically can make a difference. I'm so glad she came, because in my book, one of the things I tell you is that anything that's worthwhile in life to have takes building towards. Anybody who has gone to medical school, to law school, to any kind of career that has to be developed, you start at ground zero and you build your way to it. It's the same thing with financial fitness. You need someone in your life, someone on your team to advise you about the things you're not keeping up with, because that's not your, you know, forte. You are the person who does this. But there are people who make it their business, who make it their life's work to know what kinds of things to invest in, what kind of insurance to buy, what kind of insurance to leave alone, how to build a nest egg so that you have something waiting for you when you retire. That person on this call is Margaret. I was hoping that she would come. Margaret, if you could just say a couple of words to encourage the people on the call and for the people who watch the replay. This is the kind of person you want in your life, a financial advisor. You might say to yourself, I don't want to talk to a financial advisor. They're just going to talk me into buying things I don't need. You couldn't be further from the truth. So, Margaret, could you say a few words for us? I really hope you will.
Sure. Thank you so very much, Pam. You are always the yes coach, and you help people understand why saying yes is so important and why you have to have abundance in your mindset so you can attract more and open up to the universe to bring you what you want and need. What I wanted to share with people is sometimes we are so routine and tunnel vision in what we do every single day. If you have good habits, that's great. But sometimes we don't realize some of our habits are really disempowering what we are doing. And we don't look at it that way. We thought that, oh, this is what I am routinely doing. That is what I will continue. But say, for example, if you have another pair of eyes to look at your situation, and maybe if they can point out to you certain things, then maybe you can reposition what asset you have. And by doing that, you might be able to save up something for your nest egg. What I encourage people to do is, no matter where you are at, it's best that you keep a journal. Write down everything that you spent in a day and track it for 30 to 90 days. And then compare notes and see, oh, where did my money go? Sometimes people just earn money and they say, oh, what I have in my pocket, what I have maybe in my saving account, that is how I will spend. I will look at what I have and then I will buy whatever it is. And sometimes if it goes over, it is okay. And sometimes people will say that if they have a credit card, oh, no matter whether it's an emergency or not, they will use that to supplement what they need that month. And I understand that there are people that live paycheck to paycheck. And if they encounter any accident or any kind of unexpected about what she has to do to replace the four tires and then some. And I mean, if you don't plan for it and you have no savings, yes, you can always charge up your credit card. But are you aware how much interest you are going to end up paying on your credit card? Mm. It is not going to be easy. And the more that you pile it up, the more it will put you in a black hole. And it is hard for you to dig back out. So I strongly encourage people to take a look at the current situation. Ask your friend, or maybe you have, as Pam suggested, look to a financial advisor who can help you with the another set of eyes to look at how you can reposition. I am not saying that, they can help you find out ways to the hidden money that you have, and then you can use it. But another thing is, remember, habits can change your life. If you form great habits, it will empower you, not disempowering you. So habits is another thing. And like the law of attraction, that's what Pam was referring to. Open yourself to ask the universe.
Yeah.
Think affirmation and think of meditation. Earlier, she shared with us that you can go to YouTube and find different meditation programs. And what it is that if you are very upset with not having enough money and not knowing where to go, sometimes doing the positive meditation, you might be more calm, and then you can think better. And by thinking better, more new ideas might come into your mind. People sometimes, if you have a hobby, if you are good at certain side hustle, you can start something. It is not just always you are an employee and that's it. Many people are good and have talent in different things, but sometimes they don't think about it. So look around yourself. What are you good in doing? What kind of side hustle you can use to help you make some money?
Oh, wow. This is too good. This is too good. I cannot step over this. What Margaret is pointing to is so profound, because what she's saying, what she's ultimately saying is you have a 9-to-5 job and you feel like you're stuck there, and all the money that comes to you is coming from that one place. She's pointing to that's not necessarily true. You can create different channels of revenue by looking to see what talents or gifts or abilities you have that you can market on the side and bring money in. You can have so many different channels. This is precious because, like I said, when she opens her mouth, she's listening for, how can I empower you? You may think to yourself, I can't afford a financial advisor. My friends, you can't afford not to have one. And a financial advisor is somebody in your environment, on your team, who will advise you. Now, get this. When they give you advice, it's for you to take or not take. Having someone in your environment who is advising you about money doesn't put you on the hook to do what they say, but it does give you options that you may not have realized that you had, or even thought about that you had, or even considered that was a possibility. So when she's talking about, look at your talents, look at your abilities, look to see if there's something you can create around that. Can you imagine if you were sitting with her across the table from her or on a Zoom with her, and she was empowering you in that way on a weekly or daily basis to make sure you were open to receive the abundance that the universe has to give? What would that be like? So, you know, I didn't mean to interrupt, but we're running out of time. And what she was pointing to is exactly how you transform your money mindset. So I'm going to, we're, we're on this, the last, you know, vestiges of the actual podcast. We have a few minutes left. I'm going to, my sister has her hand up, Angel, and I'm going to let her talk, and then I'm going to open up the lines. If you have a question, those of you who are listening in on the podcast, when I unmute you, that's your opportunity to ask your question. If you don't have a question, you know, you can say hi or you can say nothing. It's up to you. But I'm about to open up the lines, and when I do, if you have a question, ask it, okay? So we're going to unmute the podcast before you ask your question. If you have one, we're going to call on Angel to speak. Lines are open, so those of you who are on are unmuted. Angel?
Oh, yeah. So that was really great, what Margaret, everything that Margaret said was awesome. And, you know, I just wanted to point out in your summation, you're talking about, you know, what you need to have in your space. And I want to remind everybody, because, you know, a lot of the clients that I work with, they're holistic, I call soul entrepreneurs. And as a kind of a new agey entrepreneur business chick, we all fall into this belief system that, you know, we've got this blessed gift, we have this, we have that, I don't want to charge too much, and blah, blah, blah. And I always try to remind people, you know, when you go do whatever you're going to do, whether you're going to go to the movies, go get your hair done, go buy some clothes, none of the places you go do they have any thoughts about whether they're charging you too much. They put their charges on there, and you go in there and you spend your money, right? And you got to eat, you got to pay rent, and you got to buy your nice things that make you feel good about life. In what Margaret's talking about is planning. You have to have somebody with you who that's their superpower. You have the superpower that's brilliant. Let the people come to you that their superpower is the stuff that you don't like to do, because they'll do it for you. And if you got to pay them to do it for you, your job is to manifest more money. You know, don't worry about how much people cost. Don't worry about it. If somebody has a program and you really want to do it, and it's $2,000, you find that $2,000 with the expectation of the universe that you're going to double that. And if you do that, you will double that. Do what you need to do, but listen to these words. We don't get this kind of conversation. You know, I have my new age world, like my sister knows, and I have my regular world where I'm out there. And when I'm out there, these conversations happen every day. People with, like, normal jobs that work for the man every night and day, they have an accountant, Charles Schwab, they've got a financial advisor, they have everything that they need, they've got an exit plan for their retirement, they've got all of that. Do you have that? Because if you don't, that's real talk. Because one day you're going to want to retire, one day you might fall down, I just fell down and I'm in pain. You're going to have to be able to take care of yourself, and then everybody gets called home eventually. So if you get called home, how's your family going to take care of you? Because I've been in that situation where we don't want to stress on that. So that's all I have to add. Really good stuff, Margaret. Really, really good stuff.
Thank you. So, you know, we're going to be ending soon. There's going to be this countdown that comes on in my podcast, which, you know, I'm going to and I open up the line. If anyone has something they want to say, feel free to ask, but we're about to stop in 1 minute. But I just want to leave people with Transforming Your Money Mindset is about the flow. You know, like I said earlier, it's called currency for a reason, because money is energy and it flows. So you want it flowing towards you. You don't want to be chasing it down the street. Isn't that an absurd image of you chasing, you know, a energetic flow down the street? That'd be absurd. So I will have other workshops around the other seven areas of life, but this particular area is one that is potent for most people, and I'll probably do more on money. I am putting together for November a cash flow challenge so that we can create cash flow. I'm going to end the show because I don't want